The Time of Sorrows. Greetings. Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. This is the 5th of March, 2026, Thursday. The program, This Present Truth, website, thispresenttruth.com. Contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. I'll mention this again at the end of the program. The Time of Sorrows. Christ in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 8. I begin the program in this manner. The phrase, the time of sorrows, birth pains, is mentioned one time in the New Testament. It's mentioned in the Old Testament. And Christ says that nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes throughout the world. And these are the beginning of sorrows. This is mentioned one time in the New Testament in Matthew chapter 24, verse 8. But prior to set the stage for the time of sorrows, the beginning of sorrows, there has to be international war, internal civil strife within the nations. Look what's happening in the nations in Europe, in this country. Chile just had a basic revolt in the nation of Chile. There is an effect internationally, and the leaders of the world, the presidents, prime ministers, governors, families of the world, the effect that I'm speaking of is the Donald Trump effect. Donald Trump, as an individual, has changed dynamics in the political world and in the thinking of people internationally. The world has been watching what has happened in the United States beginning in 2016 when Donald Trump was elected president of America for the first time. They watched the debates. All of the world leaders, the intelligent people of the world, basically, we're watching America, a shift in this country that was unimaginable. It occurred. It happened. It is still happening. The nations of the world, the leaders of the world, again, Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, Benjamin Netanyahu, the leaders in Britain, through the last 10, 15 years, Germany, France, in all of Europe, South America, Mexico, they watched an individual that was really, there was no way this individual would become president of the United States of America. That was a shock, not to the people of this country, not to the rulers of America, not to the Pentagon, not to the armed forces, not just to the politicians in Washington, D.C., but internationally, the nations and all of the important people in the corporations, in finance, they were, I guess you could say, shocked isn't the best way to put it. They were blown away. They were mesmerized. They were befuddled. How in the world these outside nations, they know the dynamics of what happens in this country at the presidential level. Nobody that is not given permission can ever take the presidency of this country. And they were befuddled. They were stupefied. How did this occur? I have mentioned time and time again, and I will mention again today. Donald Trump is in the Old Testament, a prophecy about him in the Old Testament, and a prophecy about him in the New Testament. He is one of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. He's not the final president. An individual that had been president prior to Donald Trump will return to the position of the presidency in this country once again. The seven final presidents of the United States of America are in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. 9, 10, and 11. Seven kings is the way it's phrased. We, the King James, they would 2,000 years ago use the term kings or emperors. We use the term president. One of the seven presidents, these seven individuals, excluding Joe Biden, he was not elected constitutionally. He was allowed to run the corporation for a little bit, but he was never elected. It was a stolen or a refusal to allow Donald Trump to sit in the presidential seat again. The whole world, they know it. The people of this country, the American people, with as brilliant and educated as we were, do not see the truth. And the reason is because the minds have been opiumized, like the opium dens. The American people are in a den that is filled with witchcraft, with deception. And the mainstream media, the British-controlled, the Anglo-American-controlled, the Pilgrim Society, two chapters of Pilgrim Society, one chapter in the city of London, the other chapter in New York City. In 1902, they came into existence. By 1909, they had made a plan to rule media, every form of media, telegraph, eventually telephone, eventually television, eventually the internet, and the airwaves. Since 1909, the Pilgrim Society, New York City, and this chapter in England have ruled the print, what goes out over the airwaves, what comes down to you and being fed to you via satellite. This has caused the people of this country have been opiated mentally, but not necessarily the world. From outside, looking in, through the glass walls, you might say, through the windows, when Donald Trump won the election, it was a mesmerizing shock to the leaders of the world. They couldn't believe it. Something changed. Something snapped. The course was reset for the United States of America. And presently, because of mainstream media, because people aren't basically getting what they think they should get from this president, because they're unhappy, because promises made, promises unkept, but they forget what he has already accomplished for the American people, for the people of the world, actually. They forget. It would be like, your star quarterback. They expect him to never make an interception, to get a touchdown with every possession in football, Every time that quarterback gets on the field, he's expected to make a touchdown. No three-pointers, a field goal, no turning the ball over, but they forget that the team is still leading 21-3. They expect to weigh too much. Donald Trump presently, and the people of the nations, are actually, there's a question back deep in the recesses, in the dark parts of the brain, in the mind, where the cobwebs are. The nations of the world, the leaders of the world, the prime ministers, the leaders of Europe, they're holding their breath. They're wondering, how much longer is this man going to destroy our age-old system that we put in place 150 years ago? How much longer is this individual going to tear down what we have, the tapestry that we have put up that is on our walls? How much longer is this individual going to expose our plans, what we've done, what we're doing, what we're going to do? And Vladimir Putin, the same. This move at the first part of the month into Iran is in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Does Donald Trump know it's in the Bible? Does Benjamin Netanyahu? Most of the world, they do not know that it was in the Bible. It had to happen. It would just so happen that Donald Trump was the president of this country. He was the individual, and the thought is, well, you know, Trump is a puppet of Israel's, of Benjamin Netanyahu. No, that's not the truth. Actually, the Jewish people in Israel are more supportive of Donald Trump than they are Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, that's a twist. They're more supportive of Trump than they are Netanyahu. But he is their, Netanyahu is their prime minister. And just like with Donald Trump, he has a responsibility to the people of Israel. And Trump has been looking at this situation in Iran from a perspective that we are not allowed to view. And the intelligence community, they know it may not be nukes. It may be other weapons. But I'm going to give you some verses. Those that are not Christian, it's in the Bible, written 2,600 years ago, and then it's out of Jeremiah. He wrote something about Southwest Iran, called an area that we is known, that Jeremiah referred to as Elam, E-L-A-M. This is where the conflict is occurring presently. I'll read to you quickly what it says. Here's what God said to Jeremiah, the prophet, against the southwest area of present-day Iran. He said, verse 35, "This is what the Lord of hosts states, behold, I will break the bow of Elam," meaning the military power of Iran, "the chief of their might." That's what they depend on. That is their strength. That is what they. Put their trust in, their might. "Upon Elam, I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven." Okay, these are countries: the United States, Israel, Dubai, And there's one more country, and I can't think of it right now. It's escape. It eludes me. Four winds of heaven, and I will scatter them toward those winds. There will be no nation where the outcasts of Elam shall not come. They're all spread out all over. I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before them that seek their life. I will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger, says the Lord. I will send a sword after them till I have consumed them. This is just the beginning. But it finishes by saying that God says, eventually, I will set my throne in Elam. In other words, God is going to be worshipped and known in Iran. I will destroy from thence the king and the princes, says the Lord. Who did he destroy? God says he's going to destroy the king and the princes. Who was destroyed in this campaign? All Khomeini. He was the king that has been ruling that nation for 36 and a half years. And all of the princes, his entourage, that has been placed in power to retain power over the people of Iran. It is these individuals that were part of the government that built rocket after rocket after rocket, weapon after weapon, supplying all of the terrorists, the Islamic terrorists throughout the Middle East, in Gaza. Who supplied Gaza? The terrorists, Hamas. It was Iran. It was Iranian weapons. Who supplied the machines, the machinery, the technology to build weapons in Gaza to help the Gazans, Hamas, build those massive underground tunnels? It was Iran. What about in Lebanon? Exactly the same. In Syria, the same. In the region, the same. Jordan? Yep, Iran. And down in Yemen, Iran. The king and the princes and the whole workforce that has built these weapons that have been used on Israel since 2005. And they've been stockpiling until eventually things erupted in 2023. Yes, Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu and Dubai. I wish I could remember that fourth wind. Ramallah. Iran attacked these areas. They attacked Dubai, started sending drones in to destroy these beautiful buildings. So God sent the four winds. And this is the beginning. This is just the beginning. Now, I began the program. The Lord said there's going to be, Christ said, there's going to be wars and there would be rumors of wars. The rumors are now past tense. Now the wars begin. Why? Because there is evil in the world, and the main evil in the world is the hatred of the Jewish people, the hatred of Israel, the hatred of the Israel's past, going all the way back to when God made an agreement, a covenant, a promise with Abraham. All the way to that point, there has been hatred of a group of people, the Jewish people, the children of Jacob. And in Jeremiah 49, the last verse says this, All of this will come to pass in the last days, in the latter time, in the time prior to the second coming of Israel's Messiah, the King of the Jews, Jesus Christ. Though they don't see it, they will, when he does return to the Mount of Olives, to protect them from the armies in the time period of Armageddon, they'll see it then. And the Lord says that in the latter days this will occur. I will say, so I don't forget, this is not the war of Armageddon. I'm going to restate, this is not the war of Armageddon. This is the beginning of the initial conflict that is going to end, the beginning of a conflict that is going to begin, or that is going to end with another prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, which is the, I call it the Russian War with other countries, with other nations that Russia must protect, with Turkey, with Armenia, a few more nations, and, like I stated in the last program, possibly, back in the programs, maybe going back to 2023-4, there would be Ukraine will also send forces into the Russian war to fight against Israel and the U.S. Now, there was an article yesterday. No, it came out on Monday. Zelensky has offered to help Middle Eastern countries fight Iranian drones if they convince Putin to agree to a truce. Zelensky has said he's ready to send the best Ukrainian specialists in intercepting Iranian drones to the Middle East if the leaders of these countries convince Putin to agree to a month-long truce in the Russian-Ukrainian war. He said, I would suggest the following. Middle Eastern leaders have excellent relations with Russians. They may ask the Russians to introduce a ceasefire for a month. Zelensky said in the interview with Bloomberg News. He said, we'll send in our best drone interception operators to the countries in the Middle East to stop the drones coming out of Iran. That's the other weaponry that Iran has been using. He said the truce could be declared for 2 months, 2 weeks, but either way, Iranians can help the Middle Eastern countries protect civilians. Now, Prime Minister, I believe, devil worshiper Keir Starmer, he spoke that London will attract Ukrainian experts to help the Gulf countries fight Iranian drones. So, could this be the fulfillment of what is stated in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, that when Russia comes with these nations, Ukraine will be part of the forces that will come to the Middle East, to the nation of present-day Jordan, Transjordan? Well, the beginning of sorrows. This is a warning to the Christian people, yet to Israel, to the nations of the world, but to the Christian people. This is a Christ is saying in verse 8 of Matthew 24, this is just the beginning of sorrows, beginning of hardship, beginning of anguish, unbearable anguish. But verse 9 says, then, when this period of time ends, this time of this pregnancy, when this pregnancy has expired, verse 9, then there's going to be tribulation, and the Christian people are going to be afflicted and killed. The beginning of great hardship for the Christian people, meaning tribulation has just begun. The Christians, this means the beginning 3.5 years of the tribulation period. We're at, right at that threshold. If things escalate in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and can Russia, Turkey, Ukraine, can Armenia, Iran, the nations in North Africa, Somalia, Ethiopia, and Libya, can they quickly amass a horde of troops to move into present-day Jordan for conflict out in the countryside, probably south of Amman, Jordan? Can this happen within the next, by the end of the summer, early fall? The battle described in Ezekiel 38 and 39 occurs in the hail season, in the summer, when storms just happen, boom. Sunny at 2 o'clock, by 3 o'clock, you're in a tempest. Well, we're going to see. Now, I'm going to go back to what I was saying about Donald Trump. There is a campaign now by media, it's always been, and even in the, not so much the loyal MAGA crowd, but in the conservative crowd, many believe that Donald Trump is getting us into an endless war. No, he's not getting us into an endless war. This war is in the Bible. I just read Jeremiah. I'm going to read. And I was listening to programs on YouTube, Christian people that follow prophetic events like I do. And I appreciate all their resources. I wish I'd have taken down the name of the ministries that I'm getting these 2 points from, like Jeremiah 49. I appreciate that ministry and the insight that individual had. And I had honestly back in 2006 when I was doing programs on the air in Las Vegas, Nevada, I did talk about Elam, how eventually God would protect these people from total destruction. And I'd forgot about that, and this individual reminded me of that. Plus, he added the insights into the four winds. I think it's Riyadh, Israel, the United States, and Dubai working together to be winds, destructive winds, to start conflict in Iran. And it's happened. Now, Job, in the book of Job, there was another ministry, and the individual brought out a very interesting verse, Job chapter 36, verse 6. And in his YouTube, he stated that, here's what it says, Job's friend Elihu is talking to Job and counseling Job because Job is going through great hardship. And he says to Job, he says, concerning God, he does not prolong the life of the wicked. So in other words, God doesn't prolong the life of the wicked. But he gives the needy and afflicted their right. What this is saying is, all Khomeini was in power 36 years and 6 months. For 36 years and 6 months, he is building these weapons to afflict Israel, to harass Israel, to kill Jewish citizens, and not just Jewish, Arab citizens too. He does not prolong the life of the wicked, but gives the needy and afflicted their right. Now, presently, the Jewish people don't realize the great... They do. I'm not saying that the Jewish people don't realize that they're at war not only with terrorists and enemies in the region, but really internationally. There is a war in media in this country believing that, number one, Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, Trump is a puppet to Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli interests. That's not true. I don't know how many times I've discussed over the years that the United States and Israel, in the Bible, they have a tie together. And this country, for our own reasons, our own purposes, our own objectives, nefarious objectives, we need Israel. Because eventually, Israel is going to be the center of the satanic world order in Jerusalem. I know that today, out of whatdoesitmean.com, the Russians, the whole article today was the matter of the temple in Israel. And the matter of the temple is in Matthew chapter 24. Christ said that there will come a time when a coming individual that the world understands, the term is an antichrist, an anti-God, an anti-Messiah, will come in the last days to Israel when the Israel's temple will be rebuilt. And the Christian people are very high ever since I became a Christian in the mid-70s, early 70s. There's always been talk of a rebuilt Jewish temple. There are two sides to that thought. It's a great blessing because that means that Christ is coming and it must be established, it must be in place, because when Christ does come, he will come through the east gates into the temple area to where the temple is. But 3.5 years earlier, this anti-Messiah is going to declare himself to be God from that structure. And he will declare himself to be God of the Islamic follower, the Muslim people, the Jewish people, the Christian people, the churches, all of the seven lampstands in Revelation chapter 1, Catholic Church, Lutheran Church, Episcopalian, all the major denominations, the evangelical churches in the United States, the Greek churches all over the world. He will declare himself to be God. He will basically say that I'm the Mahdi, I am the prophet that the Muslim people are waiting for. And the Jewish people will think he is their Messiah. And he will be found out to be just the opposite. He will stand in that place, declare himself to be God. And the people in the West especially, and in Israel, and in throughout the world, will be told that you need to worship, take his mark, worship the image. There will be something in place in that temple. There will be like an avatar. Whatever it is will be in place for like 3.5 years to be worshipped. And it will have some type of AI power. Now, is the whole world going to be, I want to say this to throw this in, is the whole world going to be forced to worship him? No. Mainly the people in his own kingdom. It is difficult for me to say that the kingdom of that individual will be this country, the United States of America. This will be the seat of his power. And people, the Christian people in America, do not have a clue of what is coming. Don't have any idea. People of America don't have an idea. But eventually, what will happen in this country, the system that, I hate to say, Donald Trump is helping to develop or pushing or working with people that are going to develop this system, he has no say in the matter, because the next administration, the next group of people that are going to run this country, they do not have the ability to put together what Revelation 13 says is going to come into existence, a system where you can't buy and sell. This is why God put Donald Trump in the presidency. Trump is what he's doing is going to cause hardship for everybody. But the greatest hardship eventually is going to be for the satanic rulers of this country. Well, there you can't prove there are satanic rulers in America. Well, why now, of all times, in Donald Trump's re-emergence to the presidency, is the matter of Epstein and pedophilia, necromancy, cannibalism, the people in Hollywood, people in government, in our country, internationally, that are committing these sacrifices and eating the sacrifices, what has been sacrificed. Don't say there is no satanic evil in this country or the world. Donald Trump is helping to put together the system that is going to some degree, be a judgment on these wicked perpetrators. This is what he's doing. And the world is going to have to pay the price too. What is happening in the Middle East? Donald Trump, God is using him and Benjamin Netanyahu and all of the events in the Middle East to push Russia, force Russia and these other Islamic countries, mainly Sudan, Ethiopia, Libya. These people are coming to die in the battlefields. These Islamic terrorists are coming to die in the field in Jordan. The Muslim armies, the terrorist armies in Turkey, in Iran, Armenia, Ukraine, they're coming to be buried in present-day Jordan. They won't be buried in their own homeland. They're going to be buried in a distant land. Russia, I've gone a different direction today. Russia is not so much Islamic, but Russia, in the same principle as Iran, has built, starting with going back to Nasser of Egypt, has supplied the Arab countries with weapons to afflict Israel as well. They have supported them militarily, with intelligence, with weapons, with finances, diplomatically. Russia has also been involved in anti-Jewish hatred. And Russia and all these other countries, they must be punished. God has stated that all of the nations and the peoples, like the promise to Abraham, in blessing, I will bless those that bless you. In cursing, I will curse those that curse you. That law, that promise is in effect. And the Bible is clear, especially in the book of Revelation, the hatred of the devil himself against the Jewish people. In Revelation chapter 12, there's going to be a flood to destroy the Jewish people. The judgments and punishments that are occurring presently in the Middle East with the nations surrounding Israel and the people surrounding Israel, these punishments were foretold by Israel's prophets 26, 28, 3,000 years ago. They were prophesied. There would be punishment to come. And we are seeing collective punishment in the Middle East right now, in the Gaza, in Lebanon, partially Syria, and soon to be concluded in Jordan. Then the next punishment is going to be Iran, Turkey, Russia, that northern area, and North Africa. That's the next punishment that's coming. It's step by step. Then eventually, the nations are going to send their armies to Armageddon in 7.5 years plus, and then all the way to the south, an area called Basra, and north, Antichrist and the armies that come with him, kings of the east, are going to be the final battle of all these nations with their kings. They're coming to not only destroy, they don't want to so much destroy Jerusalem, they want to destroy the Jewish people, they want to take Jerusalem as their center for a new satanic future, which will not happen. That's the objective. The beast, the Antichrist, he wants to take Jerusalem. Why? Because it was the place that was holy to Christ. This is where he came to minister. This is where he was crucified. This was the city where he set his throne. The Antichrist is going to basically remove his throne, Christ's throne, set up. Antichrist will set up his throne. And it's going to be Jerusalem. But the next punishment is coming to Russia. When Russia is gone, there will be only one major, you might say, obstacle for complete world hegemony of the Antichrist. it will be China. And China, to exist, China had, you might say, like if you take an example, China has had to spread its wealth all over the world. It's kind of like building a tall structure. You have to have legs out so you can make a pole. You want to have these wires that tie, well, like the transmitters. They have cables that make sure these cables keep that transmitter upright. China, to stay relevant, had to send finances to South America, Central America, Canada, Africa, all over for stability. But eventually, even right now, Trump has already begun to cut the cables of China's stability. China didn't like it. Eventually, already, Xi Jinping is going to begin to, and they've already begun to do it. They have these nations in the Middle East or in the Far East that are working together. AC, and what is the name of it? I can't think of the name of these groups that work together. China with Cambodia, with Vietnam, with Philippines. Well, eventually China, I think it's going to be Xi Jinping that will gather the Chinese sisters together to prepare China for a coming conflict 7.5 years in the future called Armageddon. People don't like to talk about Armageddon. People don't want to, there are protests right now in this country, not on the streets, but protests in the hearts of men and people, conservatives. They don't want another prolonged war in the Middle East. There's going to be a prolonged war. There are punishments to the nations that Christ said and the God said through the prophets of Israel. There would be punishments coming where these nations that have been hostile to the children of God, the Jewish people, the elect of God, are going to be punished. And in the process, the whole world is going to be, you might say, baptized in tribulation. Fire is coming to the world. Fire meaning hardship. You know, if you've ever had these injuries where it just feels like your skin is on fire and it's unbearable. Well, in that kind of an experience, Israel is not off the hook. Israel has some punishment coming to her for her unfaithfulness as a nation to God. The Jewish people are many in this country are worshiping not Yahweh. They are worshiping sin and evil. There's a term Zionists, Zionism. Yeah, there are two types of Zionism, pure Zionism, and then there is the dark, evil Zionists that have caused problems to the true to the Jewish people. I need to expound on that, but I don't want to do it right now. So this is not Armageddon. We are not watching Armageddon. We are watching God's punishment, the beginning of God's punishment on Iran, soon to be Turkey, then Russia, then you watch what happens in the North Africa. Now in this country, The punishment has begun in this country too. The punishment within. One of the signs of the time before Christ returns will be violence, will be hatred, and look what's happening in America. There will be ethnos against ethnos, race against race, ethnicity against ethnicity, blacks against Asians, against whites, and the same whites against blacks, against Asians. It just Hispanics. It will be it will be destructive to the social structure of the country. We see it already. It will be destructive to the economy. It's a time of sorrows. I like what in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 25, it will be a time of perplexities. I've talked about this in the past. Perplexities. Christ used that word, perplexity, only one time in his ministry. He said there will come a time when the oceans will be like, they'll be roaring like, have you seen the earthquakes when the a pool, there's a setting where a pool begins to slosh back and forth, just water one side to the other side to the other side? He said the oceans will do that. And there'll be famine, man-made famine, not so much natural, man-made famine internationally, and perplexity, meaning things will happen and there are no answers. There are no answers. You don't have a solution. You're in a conundrum. It's just going to be a time where there is no way, like in an earthquake, there is no way to basically get your balance because you don't know which way the earth is going to rock. And perplexity. The only solution is the Lord Jesus. God is the only solution. And this is why repeatedly in the Old Testament and New Testament, there's a basic thought. You cannot put your trust in man. You cannot put your trust in your money, your trust in your abilities, your trust in anything but Christ. Because at night, in the middle of a storm, there might be 50 people there, but these people can't give you the comfort you need in your heart, in your soul, peace in your mind. Only Christ can do that. And with the Christian people, tribulation is coming. Many Christian people aren't, they think he's 20 years, 30 years out. I don't think so. I think we are already in the, right at the very end of a time of a birth where the pregnancy has been year by year. Starting in 1948 when Israel became a nation, year by year. And we're at a point now where the baby is about to be born. Matthew chapter 24:9. When this child is born, the name of the child is tribulation. And Christ said that it escalates the hardship through the next years. Eventually, there will be a 7-year period of time of tribulation. The last 3.5 years will be even harder than the first 3.5. It was like the example. You have to go to the book of Genesis, to Exodus, and read what happened. No, actually, Genesis. When Joseph was in Egypt, and he told Pharaoh, he interpreted a dream. There will be 7 years of great abundance and 7 years of hardship, of lack, of need. And the 3.5 years initially are going to be extreme anguish, but not like the last 3.5 years. The last 3.5 years of this coming tribulation will be not anguish, unbearable. And it will be a time of mass. You think what Adolf Hitler did in World War II, the Russians did during the communist rule, starting in 1917 in Russia, what's happened with in the Middle East, you think that type of madness, killing, murder, nothing's going to compare to what's going to happen in the last 3.5 years. And even Christ says, if I don't return, no flesh will be saved. Meaning not just mankind, but the beasts in the field, little Fifi, you know, and Trigger, the horse. No flesh will be saved. Betsy the cow, forget it. And Mittens the cat, no flesh will be saved. I want to kind of keep things light. I don't want to be the bearer of bad tidings, but I want to, with my listeners, this gives you, if you know what's coming, you know what not to do. Are you going to want to build that $1 million, $2 million home? Are you going to want to invest I don't know. I can't think of things that I want to do. Keep your life simple. Keep your life simple. Keep it real. The things that are most important are, for the Christian people, intercession, prayer. Pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for your children, people that you love, people around you. Pray that God keeps you off of the path that the lion and the whelps hunt on. The lion, Jeffrey Epstein. The witch, European witch, Maxwell, and her lineage. These people are generational witches, wizards, warlocks. They come from another dimension, and they have one objective. They're trained to do one thing, to use people as their prey. They hunt. They have a path, just like the bears and the lions. Every year they know where the food is. At the end of the season for the bear takes the same route to find the deer, whatever it is that they eat, the berries, and then they hibernate. These people don't hibernate. They have a path. They teach their children. It's generational. These wicked people teach their children how to carry on the satanic lineage. They have a path that they hunt on. We don't want to be on that path. Let them hunt, but we have to ask God to have mercy on us that we are not on the path to become the prey. The Lord said, be not deceived. AI, it is going to be one of the tools that is going to deceive millions and billions of people. So, thispresenttruth.com. Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Those that are supporting me, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. It helps me continue. So, I will continue in the next program. We're going to hear about the rest of the story.